USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Israel vowing to respond to Iran's drone and missile attack over the weekend. An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no final decisions have been made on the type or timing of that response. In the U.S., the National Security Council spokesman at the White House says many folks failed to understand what really happened Saturday, explaining what President Biden earlier referred to as a win for Israel.
It was just an incredible military achievement by Israel and, quite frankly, the United States and other partners that helped Israel defend itself against more than 300 drones and missiles. I mean, it's just an extraordinary example of military superiority that Israel demonstrated to the whole world.
Kirby on with NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. He says the U.S. has no interest in war with Iran. The Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Israel needs to follow up this weekend's success.
Take out the facilities where these drones and rockets came from, and also destroy the manufacturing facilities that build the drones and rockets.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on with CBS Face the Nation. President Biden has said the U.S. will not support an Israeli counterattack. Donald Trump set to make history as the first former president to face trial in a criminal case. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Jury selection for Trump's alleged hush money case, taking place in New York City, will begin on Monday. The accusation against Trump involves falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
If you haven't filed your 2023 tax return with the IRS yet, most filers have until 11:59 p.m. Monday night. Some, however, get an extra day or two if you live in Maine, Massachusetts, or Washington, D.C., and that's due to observed holidays. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles say it is a cut-and-dry case they have against disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ipe Mizuhara. He's charged with bank fraud for allegedly stealing as much as $16 million of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money and then using it to cover gambling debts.
In 2021, Mr. Mizuhara began placing sports bets with a group of bookmakers who were linked to an illegal gambling operation.
He says that continued through January of this year. Security will be high along the Boston Marathon route Monday. Police have issued a list of items that spectators need to leave behind. Those include backpacks and over-the-shoulder bags, including handbags, along with any liquid containers that could hold a liter of fluid. The ban also extended to suitcases, large packages, coolers. A24 Studio has its biggest opening ever as Civil War topped the weekend box office. Set in an apocalyptic future in America, the movie earned an estimated $25.7 million in its debut. Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire finished second with $15.4 million, holding the top spot in its first 2 weeks. Holdovers Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Dune Part 2 rounded out the top five. Again, it's tax deadline day, 11:59 p.m. Monday, the deadline to get your return in to the IRS. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.